The wait is over. The all-new Umoja Radio Network, home to over 40 black-owned radio stations and podcasts, is here for you. Connect to the world's fastest-growing collection of unapologetically black and proud media. From podcasts to independent black-owned radio stations. And access to the important news and music you need. Umoja Radio is from our culture, by our culture, for our culture. The all-new Umoja Radio is available right now on Google Play and the Apple Store. Join the movement. Be empowered.
One of 3.7 The Beat has officially launched its new interactive music video show. WUVS 103.7 presents features, music videos, along with dialogue, a variety of topics, and interviews with local influencers, dignitaries, and national celebrities. Airing Mondays at 11 p.m., Wednesdays at 7 p.m., and Fridays at 10:30 p.m., with bonus shows at various time slots on the Michigan statewide Comcast network, CN900, reaching nearly 1 million households in all the major markets throughout the state. Join the conversation and be part of the show. Submit your questions through Facebook Live and have it appear on the show. Be sure to like, share, comment, and ask questions.
All right, family. Man, reason why we started 20 plus years ago, Big Rob, because we wanted to be a space for independent artists.
Yes, sir.
And nothing has changed. That
absolutely passion, nothing.
That passion is still there. We love independent artists, especially ones like the one we got coming up in a few minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
But we can't do nothing but respect the grind because, you know, we come from the mud.
Yes, sir.
It ain't always been great. Matter of fact, we're going to play an old interview, if I can get this thing queued up, from way back.
How far back you going to go, PA?
This interview is with Aaliyah. I believe it is 1997.
Wow.
Yes, sir. 1997 in Chicago. WGCI was having an event, and Tony Mack was doing the hosting. I'm doing the production and running the camera, but this is a long time ago. This is I believe 16-year-old or 17-year-old Aaliyah. We're just going to run a little bit and just to reflect on where we came from.
Yes.
Hey, bro, I had to pause it, bro. Now, let our listeners know, who's that in the background, man, that's chilling?
That's Timberland and Missy Elliott.
Man, a young Timberland and Missy Elliott is sitting there like, what is going on? This is like their first project.
Yes.
Now, since that time, what they worth now, Rob?
Well, back then they were both worth about 20 cents a piece. You know, because ain't nothing really came out and really hit them. You know, people weren't spending their money for real. You know, then as time went on, they got worth. Timberland now, as of today, is worth over $85 million.
Woo!
Missy Elliott now is worth over $60-plus million.
Wow. That hey, they can buy Virginia Beach now.
Yes.
That's where they stand.
Yes. Yes.
We're just going to run a little bit more of this interview with Aaliyah, who left us too soon.
Way too soon.
And there you go, family. So taking us back, shout out to Mac D, my road dog. We bent a lot of corners together, Rob.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
A lot of great memories. But one thing I remember for that interview that she told him that he's making her blush. She was number one on the charts. You know what I mean? We got this small little video show at the time. It ended up going national, but T-Mac had that gift to draw people in and get information out of them, man.
Yes, sir.
All right. All right, so we're going to bring in our guest today, Independent Artist Spotlight. This brother is from the city of Old Town, Orlando. Got a hot video called Black and Proud, hot song. We playing on 98.5 The Wire, and Orlando is also rotating in 103.7 in Muskegon and Power 105.3 in Benton Harbor. We want to welcome to the conversation S. Dot. How you doing, brother?
How you doing, sir?
Is everything bless up, bless up. Hope everything is good on y'all end, man. Just elevate.
That's good, man. We blacktastic over here, man.
That was a bar and a half.
Hey, I love the music, man. Tell us about the song we about the video we about to premiere. Tell us about this video. Where were you at when you made this, man? This track.
Honestly, not long after George Floyd died, I did a record called Can't Breathe. And, you know, after I recorded the record, my producer, Artie, shout out to him, he sent me some vibes. He sent me some beats, and Black and Proud was one of them. I was like, this one hits differently. Like, the sample was so beautiful that I was like, I have to compliment this in a way, but how can I compliment this in a way that's never been done? You know what I'm saying? Like, we haven't heard I'm Black and Proud since James Brown, as far as like a music scene. You know what I'm saying? And so yes. Like, what's wrong with just being reminded of, hey, I'm Black and I'm proud? Like, yes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll say it. Like, I'm good to say it. Like, I'm not gonna hide my skin color or how I act just because I'm in the corporate world, just because I'm around people who don't understand my culture. You feel what I'm saying? I'm still going to be Black and I'm still gonna be proud no matter what I do. So I wanted to do this for the people, not for self. It's more so of like, how can I encourage people to just look at the color of their skin and say, yes, I'm proud of it. You know what I mean?
Yes. Wow. Now, you're not new at this. You've been doing music for a while, right?
Yeah, man. About like 14 years, something like that. Something like 14 years, but
start off in middle school.
What? Hey, they didn't just give you for free for nothing. You
right?
Yeah.
So before we roll to this video, who is S. Dot, man?
S. Dot. Me, S. Dot is for the people, man. S. Dot is, you know what I'm saying? It's just my name, my initials, but backwards. But what I stand for is self-elevation and self-power, self-truth, self-unity. You know what I'm saying? Bringing people together and just showing people, like, I don't have to be that stereotype as a rapper, as a singer, just to be dope. You know what I'm saying? I'm dope just because I'm me, and there's nobody else in the world that can be me but me. You know what I'm saying? And everyone should have that power within themselves. But that's what I represent, is being myself, just being dope at the same time.
All right, family. We about to roll to this video. And when we come back, we chop it up about the video. And then, you know, fine, where'd you do it at and all that. But check it out. S. Dot Black and Proud.
Poke shop eater, don't know the truth. I'm free now. I woke up. Now, what are you gonna tell me now? I done gave you my solution, some land of my own, doing something for myself like you, England, America, dude. Now, I know you're not against the black man. I know you're not against me having my land, are you?
Sing to me.
In this world of no pity.
Right.
I was raised in the ghetto of the city. Is it because I'm black?
I think so. Yeah.
Somebody tell me.
Pizza skin complexion is highly amazing. Yeah. Y'all astonishing, it's the perfect time to say this. Right. I'm black and I'm proud, so my action is loud. It's miraculous, I'm a meme and the caption is wow. Wow, wow, watch me put my fashion in style. From the tragedy, all my people are savages now. Don't fault me, I'm black. One more, I'ma snap. I need a whip for every whip on my forefather's back. I need a chain for every chain that kept my people captive. I need my name buried in clay, that word to Cassius. Bring me the torch, pass it forward, I need the matches. We should dead the stereotypes, I'll bring the casket. They couldn't hang. They bite my style like sugar cane. Ain't your mama stuck in my window pane. I need my butter's worth. I'm the truth like Sojourner. I'm Marcus Garvey. I got act a fist on every corner. And that's right. Right. With no. It sound like. I'm black and I'm proud.
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 Right. I'm black and I'm proud.
I'm black and I'm proud.
Don't hate the skin complexion, cause it's highly amazing. No. You're just astonished cause it took a black person to say this. I'm black and I'm proud. Your reaction is wow. Cause you don't hate me, you hate yourself, I'm asking you how. I'll put your hatred on the back burner. Cause if I hate, then I'm just like you. I'm Obama mixed with Nat Turner. I'm Mandela mixed with Frederick Douglass. I'm hard to track cause I'm underground, Harriet Tubman. I lead the way, throw the socks in the water. First of all, I'm nutty, George Washington Carver. Oh, you claim you know my type? Let me fit your description. A black man who chooses not to hang with you lynchmen. I dedicate every Sunday to the food to my soul. I say my grace to my collard green, my dinner roll. I love hip-hop, my style is unorthodox. I'm black and I'm proud, screaming on every block. And that's right. Right. With no. It sound like, I'm black and I'm proud.
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 Right. I'm black and I'm proud.
I'm black and I'm proud.
Be proud of our heritage, as somebody said earlier tonight. We don't have anything to be ashamed of.
Woo! Woo!
Yes, sir.
Woo! Man. Fire, bro.
Yes, sir.
Yo, I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Where did you shoot? Where did you shoot this video at?
Where did I shoot it at? There was so the scene that I was on, where I was on the steps, it was on Cimarron, kind of near the east side. It was just some apartment building, like my boy John Studio was Black Production, shout out to them. They just found the location, so I shot over there, and then I shot downtown. So it was just so crazy how everything just kind of formulated and we were able to bring something together. That cereal bowl scene, that was all my idea. That was
wow. Well,
because what's crazy is, like, when you think about it, when, like, the cereal in a butter crock bowl, like, what skin color do you depict or do you relate that to?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. It's a tie-in. Like, it ties all in to, you know, the struggle that we go through. And there's, like, you know, I'm not going to give, like, a whole history lesson or nothing like that, but that's just something that people recognize as our skin color, like, that we struggle the most. You feel what I'm saying? And, yo, it wasn't easy to get that scene because I, no lie, I had to go to the store and pick up the big container of the butter, and I had to get, like, a paper towel and like, kind of wash it off in the car. Like, it was crazy. You know what I mean? Like, I had to improvise, but it was dope, though. Like, it all came together.
We got some comments coming in online. Tar here, RBG, our brother here at 98.5 The Wire, producer from The Roots, Dead Prez, Platinum Award winning producer, saying, and he stays in Pine Hills, right here in Pine Hills. Super says, super dope, keep banging, G. And he's RBG to the day he die. And if he says dope, it's official.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Beyond.
Yeah. Also, Michelle Tyson up in Muskegon, Michigan. That was nice. And, you know, I think this is universal, man. You're going to get that vibe, man. I want to put my fist in the air, bro.
And
live it like that, you know, live it like that, bro. You know,
right.
Tell us, were you born and raised in Florida?
I was born in Germany, actually, in Stuttgart, Germany. Both my parents were in the military, so I was born out there. And then I went to school in a small town called Deltona. And then, you know what I'm saying, I did all my music in Orlando. All my scenes, everything I did was in Orlando. I live in Orlando now. But ever since I was young, yo, like, showcases, open mics, everything is in Orlando.
That's what's up, man. And Deltona's not, that's not too far. It's not too far.
It's, you know, still, it's like right there. And there's nothing to do with Deltona. So I always spend time in Orlando. You know what I mean?
Right. Like right. All right. Before we, how can people find you, man? I know you, hey, Rob, go ahead, brother. I don't know if you got anything, Rob.
No, I just want to say that's a dope song, brother. And, you know, keep doing what you're doing. Keep your head up through the ups and downs, the mountains and the valleys, you know. Keep doing you, brother.
How can people get with you to do some shows, man? They about ready to open up. Florida's almost open up anyway. You know what I mean? So
I'm saying. So you can always find me Instagram, SDOTKA_music. If you want to just Google SDOTKA, I show up everywhere. Also follow my clothing. I just released my clothing line, So Way Ahead. So that's SoWayAhead.com. That's how it sounds.
Oh, wow, man. You getting it, man. You getting it, bro. All right.
Yes, sir.
Anything else you want to share before we go, brother?
I just want to encourage everybody. Whoever's listening, I just want to encourage everybody, no matter what it is that you're going through, man, like, just elevate your steps. Just elevate yourself. Like, this life is a journey, and you know what I'm saying? There's nothing that's too big or too small that you can't accomplish. So I just encourage everybody to just uplift themselves and elevate and pray, and everything will be all good. You know what I mean? Like, I believe in everybody's power, and you just have the strength to just carry on. So that's what I want to leave to the people.
What did you do, man? What did you get your elevation from, man? What did your energy come from?
First and foremost, my energy comes from God. You know what I'm saying? I put God first in everything. And just a realization that life is energy. You know what I mean? Like, I've learned through the test of time that, you know, it just depends on what you want to put your energy towards. Like, it could be emotional, and I could let my emotions, like, take control of a situation, but that's so much wasted energy. I can use that energy and put it towards something productive. I have so much joy in just encouraging people to do what they love to do. And I wish that, you know, I had that kind of coming up, because I've had ups and I've had downs. But without downs, then I wouldn't have a story to tell. So it's just life, man. It's just that's all it is.
Yeah. Much love, man. One day we got to break bread. I don't know if you come over here in the hood. You know, I know you.
Yeah, I go everywhere. I go everywhere.
I know you're one of the rich guys. You know, Rob, he might not rock over here in the hood, man.
No, he might not rock in the hood. Like, right. No, I ain't going that far. That line, that draws the line right there.
Yeah, across the line there.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's cool.
Well, we got to break bread one day, bro. All right?
Hey, let me know. Let me know. I'm with it, bro.
All right, man. Much love. Yeah. That's Dot. Back to my music.
All right, man.